I'm Jim Bertel reporting. North Korea held a military parade and rally on Kim Il-sung Square on Thursday. Jeff Custer has more.
Kim Jong-un attended the parade, which North Korea's state-run television broadcast hours after it was over. He called for his military to maintain a high level of combat readiness against the United States and its followers. It was unclear whether the North showed the entirety of his speech during the recorded coverage of the parade, which seemed heavily edited. Kim didn't make any comments about the Olympics in the parts of his speech that were broadcast. Pyeongchang Winter Olympics officially open Friday, where North and South Koreans will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. Pence, meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, said Washington's support for Seoul was unwavering.
Reaffirm the strong and unbreakable bond between the people of the United States of America and the people of South Korea.
Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics. U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 100 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. The U.S.-led coalition says the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. Syria called the strike a war crime and called for the coalition to be dismantled. The U.S. government is heading for a shutdown at midnight Thursday unless House members of Congress overcome their differences on immigration and reach a budget agreement. The Senate will vote first after its leaders agreed Wednesday on a bipartisan deal that does not include addressing contentious immigration topics. This is VOA News. The White House is facing questions following the resignation of key advisor to President Donald Trump.